Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second, the first baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting third, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth, the DH, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth, the shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Viola. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the right fielder, Luis Mercedes. Batting third, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth, the DH, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mercedes is hit by the pitch. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reed hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Plantier hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Mercedes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Luis Mercedes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercedes is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mercedes hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Orsolac now playing left field. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball towards left. Hatcher settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hatcher. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Devereaux moves to third. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Ripken moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Davis moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hewlett is 0-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Plantier throws the ball in to Reed, who tags Hewlett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hoyles moves to third. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reed is 0-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Plantier is 0-1 in the game. Plantier hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peña is 0-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Orsilak hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mercedes is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mercedes hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is 0-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatcher is 0-2 in the game. Hatcher bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cooper is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boggs is 0-2 in the game. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 0-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob Zupcik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zupcik is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Zupcik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Mercedes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantea is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Plantea is 0 for 2 in the game. Plantea strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsolac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Mercedes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercedes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mercedes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Plantea settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zupcik takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Zupcik moves to second. One out. Phil Plantier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Plantier is 0 for 3 in the game. Plantier takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Phil Plantier. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Tony Pena. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Zupcik moves to third. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Zupcik now playing right field. John Marzano now catching. Herm Winningham now playing center field. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Glenn Davis. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Clements now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 4 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Chito Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Scarsone pinch runs for Chito Martinez. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsolak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsolak bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Scarsone moves to second. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercedes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mercedes strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 4 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Scarsone now playing second base. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Zupczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zupczyk takes first base on ball 4. Todd Froworth now pitching. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McLemore bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marzano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Winningham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Winningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Winningham takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Winningham. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hewlett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Steve Scarsone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsone bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Manny Alexander pinch runs for Tim Hewlett. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Orsolak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsolak is walked intentionally. David Segui pinch hits for Luis Mercedes. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 5 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. David Segui now playing right field. Leo Gomez now playing third base. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Segui settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-5 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn is hit by the pitch. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Zupczyk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Zupczyk reaches second base with a double. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-4 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Marzano is 0-for-1 in the game. Marzano bunts towards first. Milligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Milligan. Zupczyk moves to third. Reed moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Herm Winningham. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Zupczyk scores. Reed moves to third. Marzano moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mark Williamson now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed scores. Marzano scores. Brunansky moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball towards center. Devereaux catches it and throws to Ripken, who relays to Milligan to double up Valentin. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 6 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk now playing center field. Tom Brunansky now playing right field. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Scarsone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scarsone is 0 for 0 in the game. Scarsone hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsolak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsolak for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.